Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening out there. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan and Tiffany with an I. Hopefully, we'll be able to join us this evening. She was a bit under the weather. I'm sort of like gauging this. But we'd like to say welcome in to Find It Out Friday. What did you find out today? You know, we're going to talk about hope, light, and love. And with hope, light, and love, it's up to us to put all three of those things into play and take action. Takes a lot of work, but we can get it done to take care of each other and push through this, but total victories. As we work for the greater good, we build happiness for ourselves and others. The more we do for other people, the more the path of our own happiness will open up. I'm realizing this. We discover a sense of gratitude and being able to help them. It's all about help, you know, and we know that we can't help anyone else until we're helping ourselves, and we have a lot of things to do. We got to put gas in the car, buy food. It's just so much going on out here. But if you take 2 cents out of that 5 cents that you have and give it to an individual who has nothing, it's going to make you feel a little bit better, and it's going to open up that path for you. So going back again to that hope, that light, and that love, and that's what I found out today, that when you reach out and stretch out and come out of yourself, you know, sometimes we get into squabbles and misunderstandings and things of that nature, but you have to pull back and try to put yourself in that other person's shoes, okay? Yeah, anger is there, but one thing about anger is neither good or bad. It's what you do with it, okay? Anger has changed many things. Persons don't get anything done until they get angry. Either they do it for the better or they do it for the worse. So again, hope, light, and love is something that we must put in our DNA and practice every day. Keep that hope alive out there. And you know, you cannot recognize the light if you haven't been wilding in the dark. You must waddle in the dark a little bit so you know how high that you need to turn up those headlights. And, of course, love is the key. But that love, you start with yourself and yourself first. So we're going to get started here. And hopefully, Miss Tiffany with an eye is feeling better.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. Now I go to the movies, and I go downtown. But somebody keeps telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long, now I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my, I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
Guess what, everybody out there, the change is already here. Many, many changes are going on. We have Tiffany with an eye. I hear it. I see it. I strategize on it. I correct it, and I complete it. And also, I show you how to do the same thing. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. I'm glad you're feeling better. I was a bit concerned over there. How you doing?
Thank you. Oh, I'm still congested, but it's okay. I had to rest today, so I took the day to just, you know, rest and get through what I had to get through.
Well,
medicate a little bit.
Yeah. We appreciate you. You know we appreciate you. And I mentioned to the listeners earlier that you were a bit under the weather today, so I had my eyes, my toes, my knees, everything crossed. Hopefully that you could come on and join us. But if you couldn't, we were going to move on. But we want you to do that self-care. You know that is your thing. So we are happy, we are appreciative, and we're glad that you're here today because we were speaking on hope, light, and love. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and quite a few things, you know. I just want to say to all the ladies out there, ladies, you know, there was an overturn with that situation that we've been fighting, but that don't mean a thing, ladies, because you know we know what to do. Okay, so that doesn't stop anything. We just put some Vaseline on those boxing gloves, and we keep on fighting out here because our bodies belong to us, okay? Thank you. I'm going to be quiet. What you find out today, Tiffany, with an eye?
You know, since I was a little, since I'm a little under the weather, I didn't really find out too much because I haven't been really doing it a lot. But let's see. I know you and I talked about, we've been talking about, well, the song talks about change. All the song that you just played talks about change, and there's a lot changing, and, you know, it's getting better. We're not, you know, if you're fighting, trying to do something the traditional old way and it doesn't get done, it's because you have to create a new way. So the change is here, and it's here to embrace our creativity. So when you talk about that change, as we always do, it is here, like you said, and we just need to embrace it and understand it's for our benefit and nothing else but our benefit. So, yeah, you know, a lot of people, and I know the overturn of the ruling today probably seemed like it put women back, but it didn't. It just moved us forward. So now we really have to unite and get it done.
Oh yeah.
And the platform, you know, supports that. Our, you know, the environment supports it. The energy, if you will, and supports it. So, you know, we may not have necessarily won that battle per se, but we still have to keep going because there's still that whole platform on which people are trying to ride on doesn't exist anymore. And the only time change, and the only way change comes is through women. Change comes through women. So, you know, it is, it's something new. We're going to have to create a new way of dealing with ourselves and letting other people understand that our voices are not supposed to be suppressed, and they're not suppressed. Although, like I said, we've made some strides over the years with the politicians coming in office, but we still have a ways to go, and we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Well,
There's nothing like women uniting.
That's it. That's it. When those girls come together, okay, that's all I can say. And it's been like that since the beginning of time. When they come together and the minds are made up, nothing is going to be stopped, okay? That's all I have to say. And my thing on the whole thing is, you know, I take it way, way, way back, and we're going to take that on a different topic one day, but I'm going to bring someone in that can really, really break it down, you know. It's like, you know, if why do you want someone to want something that they can't take care of? Because you're setting up a situation so you'll have control over it, and it's a word for it, but I'm not going to mention that. I'm going to let person that I invite on come and give us the story about that. That's something that we can look forward to. And when we move from the hope area, we already know that hope is alive out there, especially with the women. When we talk about light, how can one really understand the benefit of putting that light there, and how do they work from the dark dungeons and in the darkness to pull up to that light? How can one do that? Because you need to have the light to see the path. Can you kind of like share a little bit of that with us, Tiffany, with an eye?
Well, some say that you come into this world already knowing what you want to do and selecting your parents and the environment to do whatever that is that you came to do. And I think that for so long we've been in fight or flight mode, and that, you know, is a little, it's harsh. It's a very harsh environment. And those who have come as light workers, if you will, or people of the light, have come into darkness to extract the light out of the darkness. You know, light workers had to come, you know, in order to understand how to move somebody out of darkness, you got to go into the situation to move them out, if you will. Mm. So a lot of people, you know, have been light workers, and now it's like, you know, sit back. You don't have to be a martyr. You don't have to be a saint. You don't have to do the things that you used to do, because that time is done. It's complete. Now it's time for you to do you, take care of yourself so that you can enhance that light still for others. And there, you know, people are awakening. Yes, they are. And there's more light coming into the earth. But I think, you know, some of us chose to come into a very dark place to understand how to take those that are down there and bring them to the light. It's it's a very, very interesting concept, I know, but I am very much into like the light and the dark and positive and negative, and understand you know, that concept of the light worker. And there are many people out there that are. And now is the time for us to shine more so that they can get used to the light. We already experienced darkness. We already know what darkness is. We don't need to experience that any longer. As a matter of fact, that whole portal has closed for us to experience darkness now. Our light must shine, and we must teach people how to come to the light, if you will. So it's a very, it's an interesting concept, as I've learned, okay. And I'm just saying, you know, bringing light from darkness is it used to be a very hard job, because you were getting so much resistance, and you were always fighting, and you felt like you had to continuously fight, and now you don't have to fight anymore, because the universe and God and whatever deity you believe in has come to correct all that. So those who are in the light can shine even brighter to awaken those who may not know the way. But it's not about us going backwards in the past and what we did in the past. Now it's a whole different thing. We can be who we are authentically and shine our light and for humanity to see and the world to see. Because without light, I mean, you know, darkness is one thing, but you got to come to light, right? They always say, what's that statement, there's light at the end of the tunnel? So there's light somewhere. You just got to find the light and be guided by the light. So, and we all know we have light in us. We all are those beings, you know, understanding light and darkness. You know, I think it's the matter of being guided by your intuition and truly being guided by your intuition to do those things that may guide you more toward the light.
So. Yes, it's a gut feel. It's a feel. So what we say, you know, all you sun rays out there, keep your beams moving up high. But, you know, with us, and we're all human, and we all ride life like a wave in the ocean. It's up and down. But if you can keep in mind that you have control over that beam, and you can gauge it where you want it to be. But in order to be able to do that, you have to stay clear and balanced, okay? You have to see it, speak it, and correct it. That's what light does. You know, light brings you out the darkness. Light states what's correct and what's incorrect. And light also turns up that beam so it can get corrected for a smooth flow, or shall I say a smooth forward flow. So I wanted to get your take on that. And then, of course, we have our last little key here to the puzzle, which is love. And that love has to start from within first, because you can't give love if you don't know love. And the best way to understand love is to start with you first, okay? It's an inside job. It's inside. It's not a word. It can be an emotion, a feeling, an action. It falls in many, 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 many categories. But you must start with yourself first so that you can understand which one of those departments do you want to pull up today, you know. And when you stop and think about it, no matter what you do, if you are love and you're loving from within, everything that you do is love. Even when it seems like it's harsh, it's still love. Because you're taking that harshness and you're waking someone up, you know. And if you didn't care, you wouldn't bother, okay? So love goes up and down the scales. It's a gauger, but we have to start with ourselves. We got a few minutes here. We're not going to be on too long. This is Finding Out Friday. I know that you've been under the weather, and you know I'm very, very mindful of those type of things. So we spoke about the hope. We spoke about the light. We're talking about the love. Tell us your take on love and close us out here, because I do want you to go back and get some more rest. We need you, okay?
Thank you. I think also that we're moving into what they call the age of love, which is the age of Aquarius, right? So we moved out of that darkness, which is the, I forget what that age was. And then we moved into, now we're moving into the age of love, which is the age of Aquarius, where there's lots of creativity, where there's lots of unity and harmony. And as we're feeling now that everyone is unifying and collaborating and not, you know, doing things not by yourself anymore, realizing that it's easier if you collaborate, if you unify. And love is just it conquers everything. You do, if you come from love in the beginning, it will conquer fear. It will conquer anything and everything that you're going through. So if you come from love and you're dealing with a difficult person, that person has nothing but to understand your position and either change and conform to love. And if they don't, you understand by loving yourself that that's okay, because maybe they weren't supposed to be in your life, right? You know, I love myself. And if I love myself, then I also understand those who are not going to journey with me at, you know, at some point. Either you journey or you don't. But when you love yourself, you understand that maybe when you get resistance, that these people are not to journey with you anymore, and it's okay. It's okay. But you'll find your tribe. You'll find that soul tribe. We're all, you know, connecting now, and that's the great part. And a lot of us, you know, are doing this through love, because love is what's going to change the situation, all situations. Yeah. It's all going to come back to love. So that's how I feel about love. I think it's unconditional. Love is unconditional. You give it because you are love. It doesn't, there's no contingencies. I give it to you today, but I don't give it to you tomorrow. No. Mm-hmm. You just, if when love flows out of you, it just, it's, you know, it's just there, and it's an unconditional love. So love to me has no contingencies. It has no boundaries. It's, you know, loving someone to see them at their best, you know, their highest self, So.
Yeah. When you see that person has it in it, because, you know, we all got eyebrows, but we can't see them. But other people know we got them, and we know we have them, but we just can't see them. With speaking of love is, how can I put it? When you are loving and giving, and sometimes it can be painful because sometimes you're pushing out nothing but love and you're getting back nothing but crap. So you either tell yourself when love is no longer being served at the dinner table, get up and leave. And
that's right.
There's a second part to that, to get out and to express that love, but the love comes from within. And if you take another inch, but there's a bit of faith that has to go in there, because people persons who don't know love or don't want to give love or that's never experienced love, and they meet up with love, they can be a bit cruel, okay? So therefore, you as the person of love, you have to do a second step. You have to keep your faith moving and keep your heart soft. And don't let it freeze up, because those tendencies can come to you so strong, it will shut that love down. So even though you're giving it, you still have to be able to gauge it. But when it's no longer being served, leave the table. Okay, just leave.
Exactly. I don't believe in somebody just loving somebody and there's no return of that love. If that person can't reciprocate it, then it's time for you to, like you said, get up from the table.
Yeah. Don't stay for the peach cobbler. Don't stay for the apple pie. You don't need the dessert. You are the dessert. Go and get you a box of raisins and go around the corner and eat by yourself, okay? Because it's not a good feeling. And like I said, that only comes into play when persons don't know love. They don't love themselves, so therefore they can't get it. You have to be able to recognize it, have and understand it before you can get it. And before we close and I let you go, I'm going to read this quote one more time. And it's about hope and helping. And it states, as we work for the greater good, which is humanity, as you said, we build happiness to ourselves and others. The more we do for other people, the more the path of our own happiness will open up. I'm realizing that we discover a sense of gratitude in being able to help them. We're all here to help, and it takes all us together to put that hope, light, and love. It's a three-part. And you have, and they all go together. But to keep in mind, self-care, I'm going to say it for you, is what's important, because in order for you to get done what you must get done, you have to love yourself first. Tiffany, with an I, we love you. And I, over here, would like for you to go drink some more tea. Take care of yourself. I'll be speaking with you later. We love
okay.
you. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank
Find
you
it
so
out.
Much.
And rest.
Since we've been together. bottom breaker. Oh, turn around and make up. I just came to see
out there, okay? Keep love, keep light, keep hope. We're going to keep it all alive. Take a listen to this. It's all about love, hope, and light. Keep it together. We must stick together.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Reflection on the water, more than shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears. The girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.
Want you to stay aware, stay observant, stay woke out there, but more so we want you to stay kind and stay kind with hope, light, and love. That was our topic this evening. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with Mindful Monday. I'm going to take you out easy, relax, enjoy your weekend, and we love you. We say those most two important words in the world, and that is thank you, thank you, thank you.
Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Sharing
Care.
Yeah.
Ooh. They won't break it
share
up.
Sharing Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
All through the land. They won't break it
we
up.
We give, showing others how to live.